to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. I am on my own tonight as a host. Jack Munson is, as we say, on assignment. He has been very busy attending the various franchise events, including Frantech, which was just last week. But I have a guest with me tonight that I met virtually, I think, just last week. She has such a dynamic bio, which I'm going to read to you here in a second. And we had such a great conversation that I asked her to be on Social Geek Radio with me. So it's, and I will probably butcher her name, I've been practicing it, but it's Aisha Bascaro. And she is a 25-year veteran in the food industry who started as a delivery driver of all things. And through the years, she's been promoted to area supervisor, franchise consultant, franchise director, brand vice president. She also ran an organization for a franchisee and even built her own prototype brand. She's worked in domestic and international operations and lived in 14 countries throughout her career. Recently, she became an author of the Amazon number one best-selling book, The Franchise Fix. And the book is a compilation of business management, best practices of top food service franchisees in the U.S. and around the world. And I just could go on and on and on, but I'm not. So I'm going to bring her out now and say, how are you tonight, my dear?
Hi, Deb. I'm doing fantastic.
Good. So you are, I said in an introduction that I did for you and someone else earlier last week said, you know, you're new to franchising. You're not new to franchising. You're new to me, but you're certainly not new to franchising, which has been really, really fascinating to hear. And then you've got this book, you know, on the Franchise Fix. One of the things, in the book, I saw, which really caught my attention, is a whole chapter on marketing. And, you know, I love marketing, I love digital marketing, virtual marketing, just marketing in general. But tell me about that chapter and why you think it's so important in our the world of franchising.
Yes, absolutely, Deb. I found it that marketing is crucial for franchisees, that even though the book's called The Franchise Fix, it's not really about fixing the franchise, but about bringing awareness to the franchisees on the business systems they need to implement to be able to capture the power of their franchise. And one of the things that they needed to do a little bit of work on is marketing. In my book, the whole chapter 11 is called Spread the Word. It's all about marketing. And that's because even though you might be on a franchise where you actually pay your marketing fee, which in some cases is pretty steep, that fee is really going to be invested on national and DMA activities. So even if the franchisor is very sophisticated and they're using some of those funds to do things like mail drops or even social media targeting the franchisees surrounding neighborhoods is not even happening every week anyways. And that's only if they're even doing it, right? So most of them is just national spreading information. And so there are, and in some of those franchise organizations, the best that I've seen is maybe 3 weeks on and 3 weeks off. So that means that 50% of the time, there's really no marketing coverage for these restaurants, these units. And so what happens with that 50% of the time is completely up to the franchisee. And too many of my clients, I found, were doing nothing before we started working together. Wow. And so that's why I found that it was so important to have that information in my book so that I could guide those franchisees that are not doing any activities during those downtimes to understand what kind of things they can do and start building a marketing plan to cover those weeks where the brand is inactive. You know, that way you can have sustainable sales growth and not seeing that dip down when there's no national TV.
Very good. Good points. So back when I first started talking social media at IFA and IFA conventions, which seems long ago, but really, you know, six, seven years ago, franchisees weren't doing social media at all. But we know that a lot of franchisors have invested in social media today. So in your opinion, what do you think is the role of social media on a franchisee level?
You know, I see social media with two different objectives and goals for the franchisee. Number one is, like I mentioned, to cover their brand in active weeks so that they can maintain brand awareness to their particular unit and keep inviting guests to come to their store or the restaurants in those weeks, offering, you know, their own offers and their own delicious product offerings, or, you know, whatever they can do to motivate their customers to come and visit more often. So the first one will be cover the brand in active weeks so that you can have consistent sales growth. The second one is to manage the business reputation. Some franchisees think that if they are not in social media, that their business is not in social media. And that is so far away from the truth. I mean, you and I know that there are hundreds of review sites out there where customers will leave comments about your business, good or bad, and most of the time is bad, and they do it in other places if you don't have a place for them to communicate with you. And so managing your reputation has become more and more important these days. So even if you're not going to use social media as a way to increase your sales, you definitely need to have somebody looking at it in a consistent basis so that you can manage any reputation issues you may have, and maybe the reason why your sales are down and you may not even know it. So having that, managing your business reputation is very important so that you can be proactive and address any issues before it becomes too big to handle.
Perfect. You know, back to the whole book process, The Franchise Fix, and I should have asked you this in the beginning, but I'm going to step back a minute. What made you decide to put this together, to become an author? And is this your first book?
Yeah, it is my first book. And, you know, 90% of my experience has been in the corporate side. So I work for Domino's Pizza Corporate. I work for Popeyes Corporate. I work for Olive Garden, Darden Restaurants Corporate, and Pretzel Maker Corporate. And I've always been in operations management or strategic project management, representing operations. And I've always seen this side on the brand. And one of the things that we have that it is a false expectation of franchisees is that whenever you buy a brand or a franchise, that you're buying everything that you need to be successful in your business. And the reality is when you buy a franchise, you're really buying the franchise systems, right? You're buying the product and everything that comes with the product, the recipes, the procedures, the photographs, everything that has to do with the product. You're also buying the image, right? The beautiful buildings, the decoration, the painting, the seating, the equipment, and the drawings, and everything of how to design it and build it. Even the uniforms, logo, right? All the image side of the brand. And then you're also buying the service systems, right? They teach you how to do delivery, how to do drive-through, how to do dining table, how to do takeout, and how all the training materials and all that. So you're buying all the brand systems, which was what I call the customer service experience. That's what you're buying when you buy a franchise. What you're not getting when you buy a franchise is all the business management systems. In the majority of these franchises, and not all of them, some of them do provide some of it, but not all of it due to the joint liability issue, but most of them do not provide or provide very little guidance on the business management side, right? How to hire the best people, how to manage your food costs, how to manage your labor costs, how to build a marketing plan that increases your sales, how to make sure that the money that comes in the door makes it all the way to the bank. You know, all those management business systems, the franchisor assumes that you come with them, that you have that business acumen and experience, and you're going to use that to be able to capture your brand and make the, you know, your profits. And so, but the reality is that many of the franchisees don't have that, or if they do, not enough experience with it. And so the book captures that part. The book speaks only on all the management systems that you need to have in place in your business so that you can take that franchise that you invested your money on and make the most money out of it. And I decided to write that book because I started, you know, doing some consulting. And as I work with these franchisees, one of them asked me if I would write a book. And I'm like, I guess I could write a book. And I had the opportunity and the time to do that. And I started writing it. And lo and behold, I just got really passionate about it. It took me a little while because, as you can imagine, writing a book is not an easy thing. And but I hired a book coach to help me, you know, do it the right way so that I could convey the information in the way that the reader can read it, understand it, and maybe be a little bit entertained, but get value out of it. And be able to implement the information that I share in there. And so that's how the whole book thing happened. And I, you know, I love it. It was launched in June 29th. It's available right now in Amazon, and it's going to be in bookstores throughout the country in June of next year. So I'm excited. Wow.
You should be. Yes. And I see Aziz Aseem, former chairman of the board of the IFA, wrote the foreword. So congratulations on that. So very good. Very impressive. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it now. I'm really anxious to just dive in and dig into the whole story that you have here. So you've been working with these restaurant brands and the corporations, and you wrote a book. What are you doing now? So what's next for you?
Well, I am focusing right now on helping franchisees implement all of those business systems that you find in my book. I decided to step away from the corporate world and see what I can do to help these franchisees. I really enjoyed my time the best in the industry when I was working one-on-one with these franchisees. One of my early jobs in international, as a matter of fact, I would be going on assignment to different countries and helping franchisees address specific issues. And that was a time that I really found it the most satisfying, because you could not only share your knowledge, but help the franchisees hand in hand implement that information until they were successful on that. And so that's really what I'm doing now. I am focusing on helping franchisees implement these business systems, not only so that they can make the most money out of their franchise, but then they can set themselves up to be able to become multi-unit franchisees. Because, as you know, when you have one unit, you really have a job. But when you start expanding into multi-unit, now you have a business. Now you can really thrive in your organization and make amazing things. And so that's what I do. I help franchisees set their one unit for success and then set the system so that they can become also successful multi-unit franchisees. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, you're going to be very busy. And I know you attended one of the local Franchise Business Network meetings last week. What'd you think?
You know, it was very exciting to see, as I'm making the transition from the corporate world and running company restaurants and so on into the independent consulting world, I'm starting to be exposed to all kinds of people that are doing, you know, tremendous things in the industry. And it just really excites me to be able to be part of that group and be able to now not just focus on one brand, but a lot of different brands. And as I see other people doing the same thing and providing different services like yourself, right? Mm-hmm. It just makes it really exciting and encourages me even more to say, yes, what I'm doing is the right thing.
It is the right
thing.
Being
here and being able to be available for those people out there that are really looking for the assistance that sometimes the brand cannot provide, but being able to be there for them and seeing other people doing it, it really makes me feel, okay, I am doing the right thing, and just encourages me to keep doing it.
Very good. Now, if our listeners want to get in touch with you directly, what's the best way that they can reach out to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you would like to reach out to me and ask me any questions and see if I could, you know, help you increase those profits and become a successful multi-unit franchisee, you can email me and you can email me at Aisha, A-I-C-H-A, at AmericanRestaurantAcademy.com. So Aisha, A-I-C-H-A, at AmericanRestaurantAcademy.com. And if I may, Deb, I would love to give them a gift.
Oh,
give your
please.
Listeners a gift.
So yes.
If, Geek Radio and yes, and you listen to this and you listen all the way to the end, I would love to give you a gift, and it's to give you my book for free. So if you're interested to see what's in that book and see what systems you can implement and help yourself make more money, the link to that free book is www.thefranchisefixbook.com. So it should be very simple, thefranchisefixbook.com, and you can download that for free as a gift from me to your listeners there.
Oh, well, thank you. That's great. So I'm sure you're going to get lots of downloads and then probably lots of questions, and people will want to connect with you. So I look forward to meeting you in person. There's so many times that I've meet people virtually here on Social Geek Radio, but we will catch up at the next franchise event here soon.
Yes.
And I look forward to finishing your book and all your success. So thank you so much for joining me tonight.
You are very welcome, Deb. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thank
Thanks.
You, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.